Hello, and welcome to this week's Meadowbrook Message, recorded at Meadowbrook Baptist Church in Auburn, Illinois, on Sunday, May 19, 2019. Today we have a guest preacher, John Cribbett, who brings us a message on the importance of following God's directions instead of relying on our own. Here's John with this week's message.
Instructions, guidance, mentoring, in this journey we call life. And God has given us free will, choice, to make our own decisions. Whether they're right, whether they're wrong, we have the free will to choose. When a baby is born, they have a mother and father, grandmother and grandfathers, but the baby lacks direction. All he knows is that he's hungry, or when he has to be changed, or something's bothering him, he cries. I think that gives the mother and the rest of the family direction. Every step we take in life, from young to old or older, we need directions to guide us. Even at my age and stage in life, Tammy carefully reminds me that I need a lot of direction. And I admit, she's right. I did admit it. Let's take a look at some of the human directions that we face every day. What is one thing that we counter every time we step out of our houses? We see signs. There are signs everywhere. There's laws. These are human signs and laws. Signs can be confusing and misleading. Someone can remove a sign or turn it around, and it gives us a false direction. I've seen many collisions over my years and accidents that is due to someone that has removed a stop sign to put it in their garage or somewhere else. Our path in life is not always straight. There are lots of ups and downs, curves and hills, curves and near misses. Just as this screen depicts, our lives can be confused and chaotic. As an analogy, how do you navigate on our chaotic path? I brought my trusty little GPS with me, global positioning system. We just plug in, we type in wherever we want to go, and it immediately will give us the directions on where to go and how to get there. How many use a GPS unit in your car? How many have two GPSs in your car? How many have three? And do you use them at the same time? Okay. My brother, Jim, which I thought might be here today, he uses three at a time. Got the one in the car, he's got one on his phone, and got one on his iPad. It drives Jane, his wife, nuts. Because you got all these messages, all these directions coming at you from all different directions. And it does tend to confuse the driver, which she is at the time. I have been known to use the GPS, even going across town to Dollar General. Tam doesn't understand why, but I just like to use the GPS and follow their commands. Or to Dairy Queen, which is the place I want to be sure I'm getting to. Some years ago, I used my trusty GPS to give me direction to Cimarron, New Mexico, where my son Fred was on staff at the Boy Scout Ranch there, which is known as Philmont. From our house to Philmont, it's a 16-hour drive. I wanted the best and quickest way of getting there. We left early one morning. Tammy and her mother Lolo and myself packed up the car, and we took off. We were only going to drive about 8 hours, because that would break up that 16-hour. We planned to stop in Wichita, Kansas, and stay at McConnell Air Force Base. You're laughing. You remember this for the night. I was so confident my trusty little GPS was all programmed and would lead me right to the airbase. When we got to Wichita, and it was dark late at night. We drove straight into the city. I'm sure Tam was telling me at the time that this could not be right and that we were going in the right direction. But I was confident that my GPS, besides, I know of no man that turns to his wife and says, "Honey, I think we're lost. I'll just stop at the next gas station and ask directions." Nope, doesn't happen. Right? Sure enough, the GPS led me downtown. But straight downtown, we turned a right, and then the GPS says, "You are at your location." We're in the middle of downtown. There's no base there. There was no best, so we had to end up calling the base and get the actual directions. She said she didn't know why at the base, but the GPS always directs people to the downtown. The GPS is good for getting us around town, but the best source of direction is the Bible. Amen. This is my GPS, or as I call it, God's plan of salvation. Direction is what God does for us by giving us commands and teachings of the Bible. They direct us specifically on what not to do and what to do. As an example, the Ten Commandments. Or one example, don't steal, don't kill, don't lie, or the Sermon on the Mount. Love your enemies, and what about the Beatitudes? This is the leading of direction, and God reveals His direction in the Bible. If you'll turn in your bulletin to the middle page, I've listed 7 Bible verses that speak about God's direction in our lives and paths that lead to eternal life. I'd like to read from them and offer some comment. Psalm 23, verse 2 to 3. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." When we allow God to be our shepherd, to guide us, we have contentment. When we choose to sin, however, we go our own way and cannot blame God for the environment we create for ourselves. Our shepherd knows the green pastures and the quiet waters that will restore us. We will reach these places only by following Him directly and obediently. Rebelling against the shepherd's leading is actually rebelling against our own best interest. We must remember this the next time we are tempted to go our own way rather than the shepherd's way. Proverbs 3, verse 6. "In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." God knows what is best for us. Bring your decisions to God in prayer. Use your Bible as your guide. Then follow God's leading. He will make our paths straight by both guiding and protecting us. Psalm 25, verse 10. "All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of His covenant." Our paths in life are hazardous when we choose our own way. "But all the paths of the Lord are steadfast in love and faithfulness, but only for those who keep His covenant and His testimonies." Isaiah 26, verse 7. "The path of righteousness is level. You, the old upright one, you make the way of the righteous smooth." At time, At times, the path of righteousness does not seem smooth. It isn't easy to do God's will, but we are never alone when we face tough times. God is there to help us through difficulties, to comfort us, to lead us. God does this by giving us a purpose that in keeping our minds centered and focused on Him, and giving us provisions as we travel. God provides us with relationships, with relationships of family and friends and mentors. God gives us wisdom to make decisions and faithfully trust Him. Don't despair. Stay on God's path. Psalm 17, verse 5. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. During my scouting days, and I was a scoutmaster at one time after I started up in the troop, I wore some very heavy duty hiking boots. Any of you going hiking in the woods or in mountainous areas, they are much safer than tennis shoes because one didn't slip with them on very easily. They give your ankle support, they give your feet support, especially in the mountains. If my feet hold fast to the paths that lay before me that God has ordered for me to step in, my feet also will not slip. All other slopes are slippery. Out and at the outside of His paths are slippery slope for sure. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths and where the good way is, and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. The right path for living is ancient and has been marked out by God. But people continue to refuse to take God's path, going on their own way instead. We face the same decisions today. Going God's old way, but true way, or following a new path of our own choosing. Don't be misled. The only way to find peace and rest for our souls is to walk on God's path. Proverbs 4, verse 18. The paths of righteousness is like the gleam of the dawn, shining ever brightly, brighter till the full moon of day. The path that is enlightened by the dawn is one that will continue to shine brighter and brighter as the day progresses. Hazards like rocks, holes, even snakes can be avoided by the light of His righteousness. For those who have Christ in their lives, in their heart, walk no more in darkness. In summary or conclusion, I love this picture, the Sermon on the Mount. He is teaching the Word. He is teaching His followers, and there's a whole magnitude of people around Him. That's where He gets the Beatitudes and the teaching that we need. In our present day and age, we seem to rush through a lot of major decisions in life. We tend to not take stock in how important choices can affect us, both in the short term and the long term. A lot of times it's the short-sightedness that can impact us the most, especially if we regret them in the future. It's always a good idea to weigh our options just to make an informed decision. Sometimes all it takes is just a few seconds. Other times it may take hours or even days. It's okay to mull over life-changing situations. Take your Bible. Your Bible is full of instructions and information to help you make the decisions that you need. Read the Scripture. Take your concerns to God in prayer, to Jesus, and ask Him for His guidance and direction in your lives.
Thanks for listening to the Meadowbrook Message for Sunday, May 19th, 2019. If this message spoke to your heart, or if you want more information, please contact us. We're in Auburn, Illinois, and on the web at meadowbrookbaptistchurch.org. On our site, you can find our contact information, information about our weekly services, programs for children, online giving, and more. Be sure to join us again next week, and God bless you.